You're listening to the Oracle of You podcast. Each day on the show, I will share a reading from the Oracle cards. And know that whenever you are listening to this very episode is exactly the right time for you to receive the message from the cards. Let's get on with the show. Welcome back to episode 20 of the Oracle of You podcast. I'm your host, Beth Hewitt. And wherever you are listening to this message today, know that it is the message that is here for you right now in this moment. So whether this is a brand new message that I just put out there recently, or whether you are listening to this 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the line, know that this is exactly when you are supposed to receive this message. Now, the cards that we have got today are the Lady or Embodiment card from the Wicca deck by Sally Morningstar. We have the Two of Gabriel card from the Archangel Power Tarot card deck by Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine. And we have the Inspiration card from the Archangel Gabriel Doreen Virtue card. Now, if you love any of these cards that we read from today, do go check out all of the details of where you can access your own decks in the show notes. But let's start today with the Lady, the Embodiment card. What does this mean for us? So the Lady and Embodiment card is about empowerment. It's about our character and it's about our identity. And you may be starting to feel differently. You may be starting to realize, and actually this really builds on yesterday's episode, whenever you heard that episode. If you want to listen back to the episode right before this one, we were talking about assuming an identity to live the vision that you want to hold for yourself. And so if you heard that message and you're hearing this message today, it's possible that you're starting to realize that things have to change and that you have to start to live your life on your terms, the way that you want to live that. And so you might be starting to feel different. You might feel like there is new blood coursing through your veins. You might feel like things are changing, like your world is changing, you are changing, your circumstances, everything around you is changing. And as a result of that, you're starting to realize that anything is possible for you. You may be raising your expectations of what is possible for you. And you are realizing that you get to embody an identity that is the right identity for you. You get to choose the characteristics. You get to choose how you show up and who you want to be. And you get to present yourself in the outer world. But first, that starts with you understanding what is going on in your inner world. The Lady indicates your ability to stand up for yourself, even if it doesn't seem like it is possible, and that you are the true power behind your reality. How we experience the world in any given moment is through our senses. So what is your vision? What are your senses telling you each and every day? How are you interpreting your world? And how is your inner language expelling out into your outer world? How is it spilling through? And is it in alignment with who you really are? The power behind your current reality, the past reality, and your future reality is all down to you. You are the master of your ship. And if the reality that you find yourself in right now doesn't fit your desire and your dream and your ambition and your vision for your future, then you get to call in right now and change your reality. You get to call in all of the energies. You get to pour all of that into the cauldron of life and to create an image and a desire and a vision that really lights you up in any which way you need. And you have the power and the strength to do that. Now, this is really interesting because we've also got the Two of Gabriel. And the Two of Gabriel is about you making bold and ambitious choices and knowing that great progress is possible for you. You may be feeling right now that I have a vision, I have a desire to be and do and have something, but it is so far away from where I am right now in this moment that I'm not sure if it is possible. But the news is, it absolutely is possible for you. But it's also important that you Really cultivate what that vision is for you. And that might mean holding on to it, keeping it secret, looking after your seedling ideas until you are ready to put them forth out into the world. It could be a time of planning, a time of tweaking and changing and fine-tuning your vision and stepping into the confidence and the identity that you want to assume before you start to share that vision. The inspiration card is saying yes. Your idea of who you want to be is divinely inspired. There is a reason why you have this tug, this pull, that there is this thread running through your life. And it's because you've been called constantly throughout all of our lives, and the whispers get louder and louder when we don't act on them. But you've been divinely inspired to take action accordingly on the vision that you hold for yourself and to set things in motion. So, does that resonate with you? Are you ready to embody who you are right now in this moment to create a vision and to create a plan and to bring that identity into existence? Because those inspired thoughts and feelings, creative downloads, and all of that are there for you. They are dropping into your consciousness, not my consciousness or your neighbor's consciousness or your friend's consciousness or your parents' consciousness. They are dropping into your conscious because they are yours to be taken and for you to take action on them. I hope today's episode has resonated with you. I would love to hear from you and your thoughts on the show. How has the Oracle of You helped you in your everyday? You can email me at support@visualizeyou.com. If you want to subscribe to the podcast, you can do that at oracleyou.com. And if you're ready to embark on your own journey of gratitude and appreciation to take stock of everything that has come before, then why not sign up for the next gratitude journey at journeytogratitude.com. And if you would like to spend even more time listening to oracle card readings and getting intuitive guidance and support, but in a community environment with other people who are living their life to their best and to their fullest, who are following their passions and their dreams, and who are as passionate about their visions as I am about making them happen, then why not join us inside the Visualize and Thrive Business Lounge or Club, where every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we share our goals, we do intuitive oracle card guidance, we have accountability, and we celebrate our wins. Plus, getting access to amazing guest experts and resources. Then go check us out at bethhewitt.com/join and join at whatever level really resonates with you. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode and I will speak to you soon. Hi, listener. I really hope you have enjoyed today's reading and that it has resonated with you on some level. If you ever want to find out more about the work that I'm doing in the world, especially in relation to visualization, gratitude, and the power of Oracle, then head to oracleyou.com. There you'll find information on my business club, on my gratitude journal, and my 30-day gratitude and vision building event. I look forward to working with you in the future. And until tomorrow, keep believing in you.